Hello, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, NCIA's Deputy Director of Communications. Today in this episode, I'm speaking with Dan Sirard from Cannabis Creative Group. He's been working in the cannabis industry for over 4 years, and currently he heads business development and strategic partnerships for Cannabis Creative Group, a top marketing agency in the cannabis industry. He's a member of many cannabis associations and serves as committee member of NCIA's Marketing and Advertising Committee. Cannabis Creative Group's services include branding, strategy, packaging, SEO, SEM, PPC, social media, and email marketing, and has been a leader in digital marketing in the cannabis industry since 2017. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you, Bethany, for having me today.
Absolutely. So let's kick things off by getting to know you a little bit better. Let's talk a bit about your background and experience before working in cannabis with Cannabis Creative Group. What'd you do before?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I graduated college from UNH, I started out in the health and wellness industry. It's always been an interest of mine. And after school, I found my experience managing multiple health clubs. And that was in the Boston area and actually on the West Coast in Los Angeles. So I've always been interested in the health and wellness and kind of alternative solutions field. And when I moved to Los Angeles, I actually had an opportunity to launch a few products in the supplement space. One was a multivitamin mix and the other was a nootropic. So I had some experience with some products in the health and wellness space and being part of a startup and really enjoyed it. So I moved back to Boston around 2015, and I really continued to be gravitated towards that health and wellness community. So I had a couple sales roles in biotech. One was a genetic testing company, really interesting, where you can submit your DNA and it tells you all types of different genetic makeups about you, that if you should be a power athlete or a long distance runner or your health makeup or any, you know, pieces of your body that are in your genetic makeup that could have an allergy or you could have an allergy to specific food. So had some great sales experience, enterprise sales experience, traveling all around the world with that. And then I managed a sales team and actually managed a health club downtown Boston. So really, you know, before venturing in the cannabis space, and I think it really paves the way on why I got into the cannabis space, is really that health and wellness aspect of life, always being gravitated towards that.
Absolutely. I find that whole field as well so fascinating, the nootropics, and I've really been getting into adaptogenics, like ashwagandha, reishi, you know, healing mushrooms and so on. Really interesting stuff, especially the genetic testing. So it's easy to see cannabis as a wellness and health and well-being supplement. So that segue makes a bunch of sense to me. But how did you end up jumping into this space? Was it directly with Cannabis Creative Group? And, you know, what's your relationship with the cannabis plant at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of a funny story. You know, I have a long history since, let's call it my teen years in the quote unquote legacy market, right? So consume recreationally at an early age. And, you know, really looking back at it, it was, you know, obviously there was a stigma around it then as there is now, but it was a little more and a little more to say the least. And I think it really helped me with pain management. I played sports through high school and college, and, you know, against popular opinion, I think by some, I consumed cannabis and it really reduced the pain, took some anxieties away about being able to perform at a high level. And really back then, I don't think many people saw it as pain management. And I didn't at the time either. I think it was just kind of an outlet to help me cope with some stresses of the world. And looking back at it, definitely, I think that helped me get through a lot of my anxieties. So there's, you know, there's that aspect. And Additionally, when I was out in California, I lived in the Los Angeles area, but I had some friends with a farm up in Humboldt County in Eureka. And so I spent some time up there in the fall, being a trimmigrant, some people call it, and it was a great time. So I ventured up there and hung out on a farm for the falls and helped them with their harvests. And really, that was, let's see, 2014, 2015 or so. And I saw the cannabis industry starting to take place in California, right? Light years ahead of Massachusetts, where I'm based today. So when I moved back to Massachusetts, cannabis industry, it just passed recreational, but it wasn't until a couple of years later that dispensaries started to open up. So I had some sales roles and some startups. I knew about the legalization and Massachusetts coming online soon, and really it piqued my interest. Working at a health club, I kind of saw a glass ceiling there. And to be fully transparent, I found Cannabis Creative Group through Indeed, a job listing there. So, our parent company, Champ Internet, who's been established for 13 years now, had a couple cannabis clients, and we're really looking to see if this niche audience or this niche market could be a good fit for the marketing agency. They had a dispensary up in Maine and an extraction lab in Massachusetts, and so they hired me to show kind of proof of concept. If it worked, that would be great, and if not, maybe I'm out of a job in 6 months or so. But we were able to work with our team, who had some previous experience in cannabis.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Figure out what you can and can't say, look at best practices of all digital marketing, websites, branding. And now, fast forward 4 years, we're a global business that's worked with over 200 companies, and we've grown the agency from about 15 to around 50 people here. So that's kind of the story of how I got to where I am today. And it's been a wild ride. It's been a fun one, to say the least.
Yep, that's the roller coaster journey of cannabis, and you're so right about, the restrictions and what you can and can't do, particularly in marketing. I'm sure many cannabis companies have struggled on Facebook and Instagram and Google Ads and everything. It's been a struggle, absolutely, to find ways to market if you're a direct-to-plant person for sure or operator. So as far as Cannabis Creative Group goes, it sounds like the company's been around for, 2017. That's not nothing. It's over 5 years now. Tell me more about the company, and I'm sure it's expanded quite a bit from those first initial clients that you had.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking back, 2017, geez, that seems so long ago. It's like, everyone jokes about dog years in cannabis. So I can absolutely relate to it, where back in, I was actually telling someone on my team this earlier, as I was walking around NECANN and bringing them for the first time, that my first trade show, walking around bright-eyed, and you felt like a freshman in college, right? Where all these crazy companies, you can't believe you're in the field. And I linked up with a couple great friends and industry partners of mine, Michaela over at Spring Big, Michaela McLaughlin, and Tim Zielinski over at Jane. And the three of us kind of all started at the same time. Now, they're both VPs of sales and head their departments, and we all look back and joke about it all the time and say, "Oh my God, look how far things have come." So, what I do on a day-to-day basis is really, focusing on one new business and also building out our network of strategic partnerships. So that new business, that we're looking for. So I have some salespeople that I work with. We go to trade shows, networking events. We get our hands dirty doing some cold calling, over the last few years, and it's been really successful and something that we'll talk about about a little later on the show here is how, you know, that five-letter word, COVID, has impacted trade shows. So a lot of the time it's finding those strategic opportunities, how we can find partners. If it's, you know, clients that we're working with have a existing relationship with another company who might need a website, or if it's with our clients and partners around the industry to find those new opportunities. And additionally, you know, what I've been working on is helping our accounts team also find opportunities where we can enhance our clients' businesses. So maybe we start with a ad campaign for a dispensary in Boston, and that Google ad campaign is going really well that we're seeing on our end, but maybe they're not implementing a email marketing follow-up to maximize the opportunity of revenue for their consumers. So what I do is I help working as a strategic partner with a lot of our clients to see other areas of marketing, either whether it be our team can handle it or a partner of ours can handle it, and help them build their business. And that being said, we do have a network of strategic partners. So we work with packaging firms, we work with lawyers and manufacturing facilities where we can find those opportunities. So a lot of my time now is working with our partners and figuring out how we can provide our clients with vetted partners in the industry that can help with us.
Absolutely. Teamwork makes the dream work, especially in the cannabis industry. That's great to hear. All right, let's take that first commercial break, and then we'll come back and chat more with Dan from Cannabis Creative Group. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, with the National Cannabis Industry Association. And we're talking with Dan Sherrard from Cannabis Creative Group. And as hinted before the break, let's bring up that five-letter word that we've all learned to adjust to as much as we can these last couple of years, COVID. It has definitely impacted everyone, including the cannabis industry. However, we were deemed an essential business in most places, which I love to brag about, which was kind of groundbreaking for me, at least. So let's talk more about how COVID has impacted our industry and what you've been seeing from your perspective and how it's changed how cannabis businesses are marketing their products and getting customers in the door, out of their houses and in the door.
Absolutely. And first of all, Bethany, you said it exactly. Like, what an enormous win for the cannabis industry to be deemed an essential business, right? That's just absolutely groundbreaking. It sets the tone for the future, and it's an amazing win for the industry in terms of the stigma, in terms of relating it to health and wellness, and just an industry as a whole. So it's been crazy, to say the least, and a lot of companies have had to figure out, you know, okay, well, we can't do events, you know, we can't have people through our doors. So what are we shifting to? And, you know, luckily for us, we're very fortunate that we are a digital marketing agency. So digital marketing, right? When you go on Google, how do you be found? When you go onto social media, how is your brand found? So I think we've been very fortunate to figure out what makes sense for companies and how to increase traffic, whether they're limited from in-person events or for networking events or bringing people to their door. So some of the shifts that we saw for cannabis businesses, I think first and foremost is putting an extreme focus on online ordering for dispensaries, and then an e-commerce focus for CBD products. So we do work with all types of different businesses. And I think, you know, from a dispensary standpoint or, you know, licensed operator standpoint, really focusing on your web presence, your social media presence, driving those online orders, especially through mobile, making it as seamless as possible, is so crucial for the dispensaries. And then along with the CBD, it's tough to have a brick and mortar CBD business as a whole, right? So how do you make your website the first thing that your customers see, an experience that would be similar to, you know, if they were to meet you in person? So you know, dispensaries relying on order ahead and purchasing online is a really important factor, that and that's the biggest shift that we've seen. So what that means in terms of the shift there is focusing on content creation that would typically be a conversation where they might have with a sales associate or a bartender, right? A bartender, excuse me, where there you can provide that education on your cannabis products in your dispensary when someone's visiting your website. There's also a huge focus, and content creation is part of this, on SEO. So making sure that your Google My Business account is up to date, that you're building a strong domain authority, you're continuing to rank higher in the search engine, so you're looking at backlinks and blogs and directories, and you're strategizing and figuring out where all this traffic is going now that people are home, and where can you capture that audience. And I think one thing that has come out of that is, especially in California, is platforms and brands looking to launch, especially with delivery, a true direct-to-consumer model for brands, where if, you know, a company in California has an amazing logistics system or is partnered with a logistics system, that consumers can order directly through their website and have it delivered to their door. And it's not just, you know, a crazy, you know, covered van with a huge pot leaf on it. It's discreet, it's trustworthy, it's secure. And really, you know, educating upon that, I think, is really important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Delivery became a crucial factor during those times as well. We're just now getting that implemented here in the state of Colorado. And I remember getting CBD only products in the mail. At the beginning of COVID, there was a company that has a licensed side to things. They make edibles and gummies on the dispensary license side, but they also have a hemp-derived CBD side to their business as well. And they are allowed to ship things in the mail. I got them in the mail. It was great. but otherwise, yeah, the online pre-order, just drive up. If you don't have delivery like we didn't, just drive up and they'll bring it right out to you. That was kind of nice. So interesting.
So convenient.
Yeah. Interesting solutions for sure. Okay. So as we're mostly vaccinated, and the hospitals are moving in the right direction as far as cases go, hospitalizations, those numbers are starting to look better, finally, 2 years later. So crossing our fingers that trend continues and we can get out of this, you know, awful pandemic. So slowly but surely, in-person events are returning. And I can now go back inside in my dispensary and talk to a bud tender, no big deal. So maybe we are over the big scary hump here. But, you know, I think some permanent changes may have been made. Like if it works, you know, we pivoted. And if it works, you know, keep it, right? Even though things change, what can we expect in the future as maybe long-term or maybe some of those permanent changes because of what we've been through with COVID? And what should these companies be continuing to think about as we move forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple things here that I want to talk about, and then maybe some, we'll just bring in our crystal ball for some projections. Mm-hmm. But I would say the biggest thing that I, as a takeaway from COVID, is that kind of gone are the days of if you build it, they will come, in some of these states for dispensaries. It's really important to completely build out your brand, take the time, effort, energy, you know, budget to really build that brand recognition, excuse me, is crucial now from a digital standpoint. So increasing, you know, your time spent on social media, increasing your time spent on your email marketing, making sure that your website is functional, there's a better user experience. This is where people are searching for it. So I think that is here to stay, is people investing into their digital presence rather than their walkable presence, right? Where I think, you know, billboards and out of home advertising and stuff like that are important, but people are sitting on their couch, they're at home, they're hanging out, and they're really finding businesses online. And I think that's really here to stay. So I think that's one, you know, first and foremost. And the other kind of interesting thing that I think has changed the industry and is here to stay because of COVID is, we're going to call it JOMO, which is the joy of missing out.
I know that one.
And yes, very familiar with that. And, you know, because of lockdown and COVID, you know, people are focusing more on themselves and craving a positive outlook and relaxing experiences. And what can they do either at home or out in, you know, outdoors, or something that not necessarily a big crowded concert venue or going somewhere. So I think that really goes well or pairs well nicely with cannabis, looking at what can they do to help themselves, right? Mindfulness, gratitude, relaxation, you know, essentially enjoying or consuming cannabis, right? Mm-hmm. So brands can be successful by tapping into this theory of, let's call it JOMO, by highlighting consuming cannabis and having positive experiences. So if you're thinking of a product to relax, to get good sleep, to go on a hike, and branding around these experiences where people are, you know, maybe it's with one or two people or by themselves, and figure out where they can really find some, you know, positivity in the world and what they're doing without, you know, going crazy to a 2,000 person venue or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, the amount of stress and, you know, long-term grief, I think, that the world has been experiencing through COVID and everything else on top of it, social unrest across the country. My dentist told me that the number of people grinding their teeth has gone up significantly in the last 2 years. And I said, yeah, totally get it. Anyway, let's take our last commercial break and then come back and continue our chat with Dan from Cannabis Creative Group. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, with the National Cannabis Industry Association, talking with Dan Sirard from Cannabis Creative Group. It's really good to reflect here with you about the changes our industry's been through because of the COVID-19 pandemic, all the way into the year 2022 now. So we've got some time to look back and reflect on, first, what we did in panic mode the first 3 months. And again, the big joke about how cannabis dispensaries were shut down for all of an hour and a half here in Colorado before the governor said, okay, all right, we'll keep them open. there were long lines, like immediately once the news the brief news that cannabis dispensaries would be closed. But then we adapted and moved forward and things were opened. And as we said earlier, essential business declared. In your work with clients, you know, we've already shared a few examples, but I wonder if more are coming to mind that stick out to you about ways our industry pivoted and adapted and adjusted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think first and foremost, across the board, and I have a lot of examples, but I'll talk about it in a general rule of thumb, is people have shifted to focus on types of advertising, which is obviously a hot topic in cannabis, but focusing on digital advertising. And one of the things that we've seen is when people are, you know, sitting at home, hanging out, they're searching for cannabis near them, advertising and localized search engine optimization, which is essentially, you know, like a Google or Bing or any of these types of search engines, how you show up and rank is going to be, you know, a crucial factor moving forward. So, you know, an example of that is we've worked with a company for a long time here, and they're based in Boston, a dispensary based in Boston. And once the pandemic started to hit, they saw a uptick in their organic STO. And we strategized with them and said, okay, well, we're noticing that you're seeing a lot of organic traffic. How about we explore boosting that with some paid search? And through those paid search campaigns, in literal months, we were able to attribute over millions of dollars of revenue. And we found
Wow.
that from their hyper-targeted ad campaign, where it was people searching within 30-mile radius, cannabis near me, and we were able to capitalize on that. And I thought that was really, I would say, one client is a great story that comes to mind, but there's dozens of them. And supplementing that with email marketing was a big key factor here. And people are now at home, they've calmed down a little bit, they're not traveling as much, they have some time to take a look at their computer, their emails, their cell phone, and really implementing some of these strategic campaigns where people have the time. They're looking at their emails now. They're looking at their phones. They're looking through websites and analyzing, strategizing that consumer, how they're shopping, where they're shopping, what products they're looking for, and being able to work with the client and relay that information has been key. So, can't say one client specifically, but there's been multiple, absolutely.
Great, great. Yep. We're very adaptable as an industry just by nature because we have to be. So I guess we were able to make it through better than some other industries, perhaps. Before we wrap up the episode here, I mentioned at the beginning that you are involved in our marketing and advertising committee, the MAC, as we like to call it internally. And I believe you also co-chair one of the subcommittees. Could you just talk a little bit about your involvement in this NCIA committee and what you're focused on?
Yeah, absolutely. The MAC. Great, great group of people. I've been very fortunate to sit on the committee this year and have really enjoyed my experience. So, I do sit on the Marketing Advertising Committee and I co-chair the Content and Education Committee. So, what we are looking to do is put together different pieces of content on behalf of the industry, such as we are doing some content around social media, like what you can and can't say. We have some amazing people from the legal side of the cannabis, and well, I should say that work within legal industries, and they're lawyers and help people with regulations. So we're putting together some content on what you can and can't say. We're doing some pieces around influencer marketing. And, is that successful? Is it not successful? I think there's, depending on who you talk to and when you talk to them, you might find different answers. And then we're putting together some content on the overview of the market and predictions moving forward. So similar to the conversation we're having today, I think there's going to be some amazing content around there with some data from one of our partners that they're putting together. And then something that I'm really excited for, we are working on some content, webinars and podcasts and blogs for the Best of 420 Awards. So that's going to be an amazing opportunity for the NCIA and the Marketing and Advertising Committee. So we're working on content around that. And I can get into that if you want me to a little bit. I have some information to share.
Yeah, we have about 30 seconds left, so go
Okay.
ahead and plug that 420 marketing campaign.
Yes, absolutely. So we are doing a 420 marketing campaign. The submissions are due in May, and they're going to be picked at in person at the Cannabis Business Summit. So we're doing categories for advocacy, education, and community. So anyone listening to this podcast here, I would highly recommend to find out more information about that on the NCIA website because it'll be a great competition and I'm excited to see the campaigns.
Great, great. Yes, we'll be launching information about how to submit your campaigns in the coming weeks here. So stay tuned. We did that last year and it turned out really great. Anyway, Dan, I'm sorry that we've run out of time today. This has been a great conversation. Where can folks find out more about you and Cannabis Creative Group?
Absolutely. Well, Bethany, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure to speak with you. If you guys are looking for more information, our website is www.cannabiscreativegroup.com, or you can email me at dan@cannabiscreative.com.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining me today. And thanks to our audience for continuing to tune in to NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.